Good morning, folks. It's Luke Clayton, and welcome to Campfire Talk with Larry Wysoon and myself. Larry and I have been bringing Campfire Talk to you now for over 8 years, and trust me, it's as much fun today as when we first kicked it off. Campfire Talk is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Texas Wildlife Association, Sitemark, maker of the Photon XT and the Photon RT, Kuby Sausage House and Wild Game Processing in Dallas, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge, Larry's TV show, Dallas Safari Club's Trailing the Hunter's Moon, and Striper Express up on Lake Texoma. Well, folks, we do have Mr. Wysoon on the other side of the campfire there, and Larry's been gallivanting around all over hunting deer like a bunch of us, and I bet you that's what we're going to talk about in today's Campfire Talk. Larry, thank you a lot for being here with us.
Oh, I love it. I'll tell you what, the campfire actually, with the kind of weather we've had the last bunch of days, I mean, going back into early November, that cool front came through, kind of middle part, you know, early part, early middle part. And
yep.
I'll tell you what, that campfire feels good, but you're right. I've been very fortunate. I've had a chance to do a fair amount of hunting scattered around, particularly with white-tailed deer. I've been over with Greg Simons with Wildlife Systems, shot a real nice deer out west of San Angelo, and then hunted with Hardgrove Hunting up in close to Rokan and that country up there. And that was an interesting hunt in a lot of different ways. I ended up shooting a nice deer for the show there, but we hunted that sand and chinery country that I had never really hunted that kind of country. And so outside of a couple of times, kind of a little bit in New Mexico, I hunted some of the mule deer out there in that kind of country. But tell you what, it was just an absolutely great hunt. Saw a lot of deer, and that's one of those places I can't wait to go back to. I hunted there with Craig Archer, who is involved with, who runs that operation as well. And they've got about, I don't know, 25, 30, 40,000 acres that they hunt there. It's all naturally free range because of how big it is. But now, to be honest with you, I'm headed to about time I hang up with you here is I'm gonna time we kick the fire out, I'm gonna be headed to Canada to Alberta to go hunt with Ron Nemechek.
Awesome. And that's a big old bodied bucks up there for sure, man.
It's been, you know, those deer, you're right, they're, it takes a little getting used to. I remember the first time I went up many years ago now, I was so used to looking at Texas deer that I passed up some unbelievable deer thinking they were kind of, you know, decent but not great.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw one of them that got hit, you know, was taken, and I go, uh-oh, I think I've been messing up because these deer weigh 100 pounds more than the deer that I was used to. So it takes a little getting used to being adjusted to that kind of situation. But hopefully, it's been a long time since I've been up there, a long time. Ron's a dear old friend of many years, and I'm looking forward to spending some time with him, but really hoping that maybe I can find one of the little big northern deer this time.
You bet. You know, I've hunted a lot in northern North Dakota, just 20 miles up of there is the border, you know. And those old deer, the size of them, you mentioned 100 pounds bigger, and they are. And it tricks you up looking at the antlers, you know, with the body. You know, think, well, his antlers are just, gosh, I mean, they're just big old deer. Well, it's this time, it's the time of year, Larry. I don't think I have I love to hunt hogs, and you do too, and a lot of other things. But right now, a lot of places the bucks are just peak of the rut. You know, it's a good time to be a deer hunter. I just got back from up in New Mexico, Larry, up in Cuba and Regina, which is, man, I had a good time. And, you know, it's crazy, and you and I have talked about this around the campfire too. My friend David Williams that owns Hunter Supply, and his wife's name is also Regina, but they had David is a trail camera guy, and water sources were few up there throughout the summer, and he's got a pond that holds water. Well, he had pictures of four different good mule deer bucks there, and we kidded about it. I said we were about got them named, you know. but there's four good, you know, real good bucks.
Right.
Well, you know, what happened? They went out, they rubbed their velvet and went into hard-horned, and they got a snow up in the high places right there, which is within a mile or so of where we were going to hunt. And we were all over that country, Larry, and we talked to a lot of other hunters. I saw one mule deer doe from the road, you know. Elk were everywhere. I could not set, you know, without every hunt I went on, I believe every one of them, I had elk, you know, coming through, moseying around. Lots of elk. But we also went over to the Jicarilla. Now, David's ranch is on, it goes over the Continental Divide. And then there's
I remember you saying that.
Yes, sir. It's pretty cool up there. And then the other side of that is I guess BLM land, then the Jicarilla, which is 1.5 million acres. You know,
right.
You've been all over that. I know, yeah. Well, I call him Mr. Bob, but he's a tribal elder. He loaded us up, and we weren't hunting. I had my camera, and we drove probably 30 miles on his portion, the southern portion of that Jicarilla.
Right.
Did not see one mule deer, and I got some great elk pictures, and we saw a bunch of elk, but they had, you know, it's not like the deer just packed up and moved. Bob's daughter, Bobby Nail is her name. She's a tribal guide up there. Her husband is Mike Leonard. Mike Leonard, but she is the legal guide. You know, she have to be
right.
A tribal person to be a guide on the Jicarilla. But she killed a nice mule deer a couple of weeks before we got there. And she was telling me, she said, they just vamoosed. Kind of weird how that happens, you know?
They do. I mean, I remember years ago taking care of ranches up in the very northwestern part of Colorado, and we had two things happen up there every year, it seemed like. We had really good mule deer, but then when the snow started up in the high country, I mean, we'd have mule deer migrations that would come through there, and then I visited with the local biologist, and he said some of those deer were coming from over 100 miles away out of the mountains of Wyoming. And they would get down there into, we were just north of Dinosaur National Monument area, and they'd get down in the valley there in Dinosaur, and that's where they'd winter. And we'd go from having a whole lot of mule deer to virtually, you'd really have to look to find one when those snows started and when that migration passed through. But the other thing that happened up there, and one thing that I've learned over the years, is that generally when you have a lot of elk, the mule deer have a tendency to move out if they have that chance to do so. Over the long run, a lot of places we've had a tremendous increase in elk populations. As a result, our mule deer populations have gone down just a little bit as well, too, because of that, because those elk are, they're taller, they're stronger, they can survive, you know, harsher winters better than what mule deer can, and they can outcompete mule deer. So the elk are a blessing if you're into elk hunting, and then sometimes elk can also be a little bit of a curse, you know, if you really like mule deer. So it's something that's occurring pretty much throughout a lot of the western states right now, is that the mule deer is kind of taking it on the chin for a lot of reasons, predation being a big thing as well too, but habitat destruction, and then like you were saying, they were there, but now those deer have moved, and it's probably because of the number of elk that have moved in there.
Well, yeah, it's even Bob, the tribal elder that lives on the Jicarilla, he was telling me, and he was born there in a little cabin. It's a very interesting place. I mean,
it's a fabulous place.
But he's a college educated person, and he's been other places. He hadn't spent his whole life there, but he lives there now with his family, and they are. They're not deeded, I don't guess, but he has control of a monstrous part of that land. Of course, they, you know, they have biologists, game wardens, everything else,
yes,
in the
sir.
Tribal deal. But his family has use of that to run cattle, I guess, and everything, horses.
Right.
We drove back in there, Larry. Oh, my gosh, I don't know how, maybe 10 miles off the road. I don't know. He said, I want to show you something that I saw when I was a boy. There's a big canyon and a header on this canyon, and we were going around the rim of it, you know, and he looked down in there, and there was a whole bunch of, at one time, he said this brush pile was like 8 or 9 foot tall when they built it back over 100 years ago. Of course, when he was a boy, it was still standing, but it was
right.
A big corral that they built out of brush, and I imagine it had a diameter of couple of hundred feet the way it looked. Of course, now all that brush is, it's still standing, but it's down. He said they
right.
would herd start on the end of that canyon and push wild horses into that corral, back in, and there's still quite a, we didn't see any wild horses, but they, up on the north part of the Hickory, they say there's plenty of wild horses still. It's just an amazing, I'd been in the area hunting before, but first time I'd ever been on that Hickory, but gosh, that's an amazing place up there, you know?
It is. I never really had, one year, years ago, I used to spend a lot of time with New Mexico Game Department, and I went up there with one of their game wardens just to visit. He was good friends mm-hmm. with the local Hickory game wardens, and we got to drive around a little bit, and it was during the summertime. It was like in July, I think, as I recall, and we saw quite a few big mule deer on that trip. I mean, of course, they were in velvet, and, you know, we saw three or four different bachelor herds, and it was pretty impressive. But you're right, that is an unbelievable, truly, in some ways, unique country, and of course, great history there as well, too. But my God, that area's produced some big animals over the years.
I love it. I love it. Love to go to Cuba and eat in those New Mexico restaurants. A lot of good chili rellenos. Larry, they're telling me we're running tight on time. Before long, you're going to be at the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up there in Oklahoma.
I can't wait to get there.
It's going
to
be fun.
Of all the hunts that I've got going on, like I said, I'm headed to Canada. I've hunted some really good country already, but that Choctaw hunt is one that I cannot wait to spend some time at. Of course, we're going to film it. I'm meeting the cameraman up there.
You bet.
I just got a feeling that hunt's going to be even more special than what I think it's going to be.
It'll be a fun time. And then, folks, I want to remind you, Larry and I both are going to be at the Choctaw Hunting Lodge, which from Paris, Texas, you can be there in an hour, probably, a little over an hour. That's where it's at, up in Oklahoma, west of Hugo. We're going to do a hog hunt up there in February, and there's going to be some openings where you can come and be up there with us. So we'll give all the dates and all that kind of stuff later, Larry, but that's coming up.
Yeah, we'll set those dates up for I'll be in touch with you on the phone while I'm up there with Travis and get those dates set and with you and I, and then we'll start inviting people, you know, on a specific date kind of thing.
You bet. Larry, it's time to kick our coals out again, buddy, but next week we're going to be right back here and have some more fun, right?
I'm looking forward to it already.
Folks, if you're a shooter, I need to hook you up with Hunter Supply. Now, Hunter Supply provides quality cast lead bullets for every facet of the shooting world, from target shooting to hunting. Hunter Supply bullets have been put to the test all over the world. They've taken a Big Five in Africa, as well as a lot of moose and grizzly bear in North America. Single action cowboy shooters get their bullets from Hunter Supply, as well as air rifle shooters. You can go online to huntersupply.com and check them out. When you make an order, you need to be aware that the shipping is included in the price of the bullets.
Folks, for about the past 18 months, I've been using a Photon XT by Sightmark. It's a night hunting scope, and you can use it during the daytime too. Absolutely awesome for hunting hogs. I probably killed 20 or 25 hogs using the Photon XT, and I shoot hogs at ranges of 100 yards and less. Now, it's not thermal. You won't be shooting 300 or 400 yards with it, but for most of us, and especially for the price, it is awesome. Now, the Photon RT is out now, and it has a camera mode sound on it. For a few hundred bucks more, you can get that model. I am just putting it to work, and so far I really like what I found. But just go to sightmark.com and check them out. Folks, if you're in the market for a new feeder, I want to hook you up with my buddy Carl Harmon that owns Ultramatic Feeders. You can go online to ultramaticfeeders.com or simply give Carl a call, 877-428-4637. Carl makes some awesome feeders. I've got one that I've had in the woods either 9 or 10 years, and all I've had to do is replace the battery about every 3 years on it. Again, that's ultramaticfeeders.com. Folks, this is Luke. I want to introduce you to an awesome line of lifetime hunting blinds, Cantex hunting blinds. You can go online to cantexdeerblinds.com. There's an online store there. And if you really want to get in one of them and check them out, they're headquartered right outside of Kaufman, Texas, just a few miles outside from downtown Kaufman. But the website, again, is cantexdeerblinds.com. And there's phone numbers and everything, all your contact information there. Check it out and then give Richard a call over there at Cantex. He'll put you in a blind that you won't have to worry about.